Well, there are a lot of clubs that end up costing you money, right? Like even charatable groups like the Rotary, you're going to spend money that, or if you belong to, a, say, a travel club.
AAA, they're good. They come and they tow you, you know.
Right, but it costs you money.
Right.
It's a rare club that actually brings you a paycheck, some, perhaps in the millions. And as you can imagine, belonging to a club like that, it's pretty selective. And that is what the Goldman Sachs partnership is. It's an elite group of the bank's senior executives, and the members have cashed in on billions since the group was formed in about 11 years ago. We have an exclusive here on The Takeaway from our partner, The New York Times, and it takes a closer look at the secret life of Wall Street's highest paid employees, the partners at Goldman Sachs. Joining us now is the co-author of this exclusive report, Eric Dash, banking reporter for The New York Times, and Louise Story, of course, Wall Street and finance reporter for the paper as well. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so first let's dig into this group. From what I understand, most Wall Street firms, most banks, had this kind of partnership years past when they were before they became public companies. Right, Eric?
That's right. But Goldman's model is pretty unique because when they went public, they sort of adopted a hybrid of the old school partnership model and the new school public company model. And this is really a merger of those two things.
And the partners actually had the shared capital of the entire firm. They were the firm, in a sense, right?
Right.
Which is very different from today.
Well, and of course, the difference is that when they had the capital, their money was at risk. And one of the biggest criticisms of these banks now coming out of the financial crisis is, look, the partners don't have that much to lose, even though they own some stock, because they don't own the whole company. Mm. It's public shareholders. So this is a departure from that the old days on Wall Street.
But, it is a secret group. Many of these members are relatively anonymous. But, it's not like, secret rituals of the Freemasons or Skull and Bones at Yale, right, Eric?
Well, it's a little bit like that. It's really a club within a club. I mean, think about it. The partners get tapped on the shoulder when they're informed that they've reached this status. And within Goldman, it's really a highly coveted position. And even outside on the street, people think, wow, this person's a Goldman partner. That means something.
All right, but Louise, how secret can it be? I mean, we know who all these people are and what they make, right? That's required by the SEC.
Well, it's not that secret of who they are. They list them every couple of years when they name new partners. They publicly announce it.
Some of them brag.
Some of them definitely brag. I've had a few brag to me. Oh, I made it. What is hard to know exactly is just how very rich it is, because a lot of the public disclosures are buried and the public disclosures are really focused only on stock, and we don't really know how much cash they got. So we know it's a lot of money, but it's hard to know just how much it is.
Right. Money is Wall Street's really dirty little secret. It's the thing that nobody wants to ever talk about, but it's really what drives Wall Street bankers and traders.
All right, Eric Dash, you wrote this exclusive for The New York Times today. So explain to me, you made it clear that trying to find out more about these partners is not that easy to do. Why is Goldman trying to sort of hide the partnership and its dealings away?
Well, just like what I said, money is that taboo subject and nobody
That's
likes
their
to
business,
talk about
though.
It. That's true. But they don't make it easy. You have to sort of require a microscope and an archaeology degree sometimes to figure out the numbers here.
Well, but Louise, anyone will tell you that anytime someone's trying to hide something, it makes you think they have something to hide. Is there something here that Goldman is perhaps not telling the SEC that they should know?
There's nothing hidden, but no public company wants to really make it all that clear how much they're paying executives or for Goldman, its partners, because it can make shareholders irate. So often it's very, complicated numbers. And so you have accountants or experts who can put them together. What's really unique at Goldman and at the rest of the banks is that it's not just the top five executives who make so much money. It goes really deep. It goes hundreds of people or sometimes thousands of people deep who can be making six, seven figures. And the secret here, it's something you probably remember back November 2009 we talked about on the show. The secret here is that at the height of the financial crisis in December 2008, Goldman granted a ton of stock options to its employees. And so those stock options, the stock was at $78. You had to pay $78 to cash out these options. So at the time, you couldn't really cash them for much and you had to cash them over 3 years. But within a year, the stock had doubled, and now it's gone up, about $100. And so those have become very valuable just for the general counsel of Goldman. Within a year, they were worth $12 million.
So, Eric, what exactly is it worth should I be? Let's say I became a Goldman Sachs partner. What would I be worth?
Well, if you became a partner in 1999, over the last 12 years, you would have received just a ton of stock, something like $20 billion worth for the partnership, and that's what you would have been able to cash out. And then you'd hold on to another $10 billion worth of shares. So on average, it's about $24 million a partner, and that's not counting your cash bonus, which could be worth millions of dollars.
And, I mean, are these the kind of things that were looked at by the SEC and were part of the restrictions to the bailout?
Well, these had to be filed with the SEC, and it's something that in aggregate investors knew about, but they didn't sort of know how much was accrued to each partner. And this is what we've been able to do for the first time ever.
What about this tap on the shoulder business? Who does that, and which shoulder is it, and are there any mistakes?
I haven't yet become a Goldman partner, so I don't know what shoulder. But it's done by the senior leadership of the firm, a small committee including Lloyd Blankfein and I think Gary Cohn, the president and chief operating officer.
And clearly the partnership meeting. There's about 475 current partners.
That's right.
And clearly their meetings are not public.
That's right as well.
All right. So, Louise, we're talking about Goldman Sachs culture. What was their purpose in keeping this particular vestige of the old banking system around? Why do that?
So they wanted to keep the feeling among their leadership, among their managers, that they have an ownership stake, and so that should help people from taking too many short-term risk because they do own all this stock. And so they're trying to keep that culture of ownership. I think when you look at these numbers, the big question here is, you know, they make all this money from the partnership in 01, 02, 03, 04, great. You could say maybe that's due to Goldman's prowess. But the amount of money that they made right after the financial crisis, 08, 09, when their stock price doubled, the question is, was that due to Goldman's prowess or was that due to the government stepping in, bailing out the system, all bank stocks went up? And is that the kind of wealth appreciation that should go to bankers just for sitting there and being there as the government rescued the system? Because that's where a large chunk of this money is.
Cashing in on a taxpayer-funded bailout. That is Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And Eric Dash, who wrote the exclusive report in The New York Times today. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you.